Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Ask Dave on Today FM. Ask Dave a difficult question. Do I know the answer? Well, probably. Answer if I don't, I'll Google it there.
As usual, inundated with Ask Dave suggestions from people. Thank you very much for the questions. I will do my utmost, my very utmost,
to serve the people,
to answer.
Oh, that's a nice voice.
Thank you very much.
Wow, he could have changed. He could have hidden his Tipperary accent all along. We would have respected him.
That would have been
guys.
Great.
I'm recording my first ad later on. What? I'm practicing my voices. Can't say any more. It's a very top secret.
Whoa,
top secret. I almost thought that voice were using. Anyway, stop distracting me from my Ask Dave. It's from Jimbo.
Sorry, Dave.
Jimbo says, "I'd like to ask Dave, why is there two Irish registration plates from one county? There are two examples of this, i.e., Tipperary and Limerick." Tipperary have TN and TS for Tipperary North and South, while Limerick have L and LK for Limerick and Limerick City, respectively. Might just be dull enough to excite Dave to do some Googling for us listeners. You're right, Jimbo. You're right. Well, actually, you're also wrong, but we'll get to that. We're going to kick things off, though, with a pop quiz for Emer and Cahill, who are here.
Ooh, yay.
There are only six counties in Ireland who have a single letter for their registration plates. What are they?
Dublin.
Yeah.
Wicklow.
Dublin, yes. Wicklow, no. Cork, yes.
Wexford.
Wexford, no.
Waterford.
Yes, Waterford.
Leitrim.
No.
Kerry.
Kerry, no. KY.
Clare.
No. CE.
Galway.
Yeah, Galway, G, yeah. Two more.
Louth.
I'll give you a hint. We've mentioned them.
Tipperary.
Yes.
Sorry, yes.
T. And the other one that Jimbo mentioned.
L.
L. Limerick, yes. So they are the
who
six.
Who won there?
Well, no, it was a collaborative effort and you did very well together.
We should have talked beforehand, sorry. Yeah. If you had to spring a collaborative pop quiz on us.
I think you won as well.
Jimbo's question is a little bit out of date, okay? So Limerick and Tipperary did used to have the two different things. They don't anymore. This ended in 2014. And Waterford was another one that had WD. Now it just has W. So Limerick County Council issued the LK plates. And Limerick City issued the L plates. Now L is Limerick City and County, okay? Tipperary is divided not into Tipperary North and Tipperary South. Tipperary North Riding and Tipperary South Riding.
Which means?
Right. It's just, it's a...
But now you understand up tip up riding.
Up tip up riding. Oh,
is
I
that
do,
what it is?
It? Yes. It's not actually riding.
What were you thinking it was?
It is a geographical term, like a saying, a city, a town, a parish, a riding.
Lads!
I know.
I did, wow. Do you remember this? I did this on Days World years back.
Yeah, you must have. That's how I found out.
This fella lives in Tipperary, he didn't know. But it is Tipperary North Riding. Tipperary South Riding. Now it's just Tipperary County Council edition. They're T's. Waterford is Waterford City and County Council. There are obviously a few other dual councils, Cork, Galway, Dublin is DC's Dublin City Council, Dunleary Rathdown, Fingal County Council, South Dublin County Council. We have four of them going in,
makes
right?
Makes no sense, that Fingal one.
Well, there's no Fingal registration plate.
Yeah.
No.
Is there a Fingal?
Just don't understand it when you're driving into Dublin and you see
Welcome to Fingal.
Yeah.
Then you also see Welcome to Dunleary Rathdown, Welcome to South Dublin, like...
I see him. I don't think it makes sense.
I just get a lot of people confuse it with Finglas.
Yeah, exactly. We're just so big, Cahill. There's just so many of us dubs.
Back to Tipperary.
Interestingly, when an older car is imported and registered in a county, it's based on its first year of sale, the county, and the next available number. So a 1962 Ford Mustang registered in Donegal would be 62 DL whatever. But this is what's cool. If a vehicle sold between 87 and 2014, because our registration plates changed in 87, and 2014, Limerick, Waterford and Tipperary dropped the two things, they still get the old L or LK, TN or TS, or W or WD.
Oh.
Even though they don't exist anymore, but it's from that date. So if you had a 1992 Honda Civic, and you registered it in Tipperary, whatever, imported it now, it would get either TN or TS.
Really?
That's really interesting.
And by the way, the Irish model of registration plates is widely respected around the world by license plate aficionados, of whom there are many. In fact, my podcast with Neil Delmer, why would you tell me that? I did an episode with a guy called License Plate. License Plate Talk. License Plate Talk. Ethan, the License Plate guy, is what he is. But he's a Canadian guy who just loves license plates and has like millions of followers on TikTok talking about license plates. I know it seems odd, but honestly, trust me, he's amazing.
Good.
He collects plates from all over the world. He buys them, he sells them. Now, there's no massively valuable Irish ones, but he does love the format.
I think it's kind of like day, month, year.
Yeah.
It's very simplistic. You go away and you're like, I don't know how old that car is. I don't know where it's from. It doesn't matter to me, but I'd like to know.
Where does it do in Ireland?
That's true.
Yeah, you go, oh, that car was bought in 2013 in Dublin and it was the approximately 4,055th car. Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, no, she's right. I think that's the best thing about the Irish plates is you can tell what year they are.
I couldn't agree more. Absolutely. When you look at some of the other confusing reg plates around the world, it gets weird very quickly. However, there is a market for those and they are massively worth the money, okay? The most expensive reg plate ever sold in the UK was 2525O, the letter O. Mm-hmm. It cost £518,000 then. It's currently worth about £750,000. That's £750,000 for a reg plate. It is so expensive because obviously it's rare, it's sought after. And the reason it's sought after is because the person who bought it put it on a Ferrari 250 GTO. 250, and that car is worth like 10 million.
Do you think the people just confused it and thought they were getting
no,
the car? No, definitely.
I'll take it. They're gonna have a bargain if they did.
I can get those tiny shares of Amazon.
In Dubai, this is amazing. There are cars that cost more than €500,000, right? Sold regularly in Dubai.
Yeah.
But their plates are worth more than, like, way more, right? The most expensive reg plate ever sold in Dubai was last year in 2023. It was P7. Have a guess how much it sold for. The car it was going on was a €600,000 Bentley.
£5 million.
£5 million for a reg plate. The car was 600
grand. It's Dubai, nothing makes sense.
£1 million.
€14.1 million. Yeah.
Just could doubt it or answer.
So I'm not sure 93LK4767 is going to fetch much, to be honest with you, if that's the kind of reg plate you have. But I will, before I go, tell you about my reg plate game, which is how you pass time in traffic.
Mm-hmm.
I've told you this before. Just, I think it's a linear equation. I think that's what they're called. It's reg plate maths. No, trust me on this. This is good, right? You take the year on one side and you use the county letter as a equal sign.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to make the left bit equal to the right. So let's pick one at random. 172C5768. We happy with that?
Yeah.
Is it just a step song?
Okay. So 172 you have on one side, right?
Yeah.
You can make that into like 1 plus 7 plus 2 is 10.
Mm.
You can go 1 minus 7 is 6 minus 2 is 4. You can do whatever you want. You know what I mean? You can multiply and you go 1 times 7 is 7, 7 times 2 is 14. So you just have, you've those numbers over there. And the other side, what did I say? 5, 7, 6, 8. 5, 6,
7.
5, 7, 6. Anyway, it's the same because it doesn't matter, right? So now I can look at that and I can go, right, what can I do here? Right, 5 and 7 is giving me 2.
So
over here,
I've
got 2.
Yeah, I'm gonna make us do math. No, you're not. No, we don't do math for you.
Do you know what? I'll play a song, and then during the song, I'll work out 172C5768. If anyone else can make them equal.
Okay. Can I ask you very one quick question before you go?
Very one quick question.
Okay, pop quiz. Mm-hmm. Am I TS or TN?
You are Cashel. You are TS.
You're neither. You're T.
No, I'm T now, but what was I? You're right.
TS.
Oh, where you're from. I think it's your car.
Dave Moore. On Today FM. Podcast.